We're here at Research at Intel Day here in Santa Clara, California. I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm joined by Alan Crouch, who is the director and general manager of the Communications Technology Lab at Intel. Welcome to the podcast, Alan.
Thank you.
Now, some fascinating stuff here today. I mean, what this is all about, I think, certainly, you know, technologies that are here, but also technologies that are coming. This is sort of a lot of cutting-edge things, and also investment in the futures, too, of where Intel is going. Tell me a little bit about what your group does, the Communication Technologies Lab, covers in that, because you cover a pretty wide swath in Intel's footprint there.
Indeed. Yeah, we cover communications in a very broad sense for Intel Corporation. In terms of the future of communications and computing, and really looking to bring the ideal balance platforms, we actually do research that spans Centrino, Vive, our vPro platform for enterprise. So both enterprise desktops and clients, and a great deal of work actually in the multi-radio area. So from everything from mobile networking to enterprise networking, performance networking, and silicon photonics are really in our bailiwick.
Well, let's break down a couple of those, multi-radio and silicon photonics. I've heard them go by, but can you break those down a little bit for us?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The multi-radio idea is really looking at today's mobile platforms. We have Wi-Fi as a pervasive technology. Basically, you can get on a Wi-Fi network just about anywhere in the world. Bluetooth, of course, is a very pervasive technology as well. But just we're really on the cusp, Michael, of just in the next few years, seeing what are, you know, up to two radios in a platform today explode up to like six to eight radios. You can see a quadrupling of radio technology. You know, so for the average user out there, you know, this is going to be a really interesting time in terms of the future of mobile devices. People are going to have more choices than they've ever had on how to connect to a network. And I think there's some real interesting research problems for us to solve. You know, so when I break that one down, first thing I see is really, you know, how do I get all these radios into the platform and make them coexist so that a user doesn't ever have to worry about it? And that's the real research vision that we have. And we call this our seamless connectivity, any device, anywhere, anytime. And what we're really setting out to achieve is to be able to share data where people use cables today to connect, say, a camera to their Centrino platform. We can envision a very near future where, with ultra-wideband, people will just be able to set their camera down and magically they'll be able to move pictures back and forth. We think that sort of simple networking in a multi-radio world is what we've got to bring to people. So that's one of the key research challenges, is being able to deliver that level of simplicity but bring the multi-radio value in terms of choice to our users.
So where does that, you know, what are the, I mean, that's the big sort of picture of what the challenge is. What are some of the actual sort of, you know, barriers to that now? What's not happening? Is it the size of chips? Is it the processing speed? Is it power? Mm-hmm. Is it, talk through these different radios? Are they bumping into each other, the frequencies? What's happening?
Yeah, it really is all of the above. One of the biggest challenges is simultaneous operation, being able to put the radios in the platform and have them be able to coexist, not interfere with each other. There's interesting techniques that we can employ to be able to give users the perception that the radios are all working at the same time, but actually be able to turn them on and off really quickly so the user never notices. So that's one research challenge. A second one is just as these radios are just now emerging, the industry standards are just coming available. Take one that I think is going to be a very big and exciting change for consumers, and that's ultra-wideband. So ultra-wideband, you're just now seeing the standards complete. The wireless USB standard is just now available. Products will be shipping this year, and Intel platforms will be incorporating those radios into future versions of the Centrino platform. What's real exciting about that, and you'll see concept platforms that show this capability in the coming year. What's real exciting about that one is that it's just on the verge of being a major consumer phenomenon. You'll be able to buy cameras in the next year that support ultra-wideband. And as consumers, you know, move to that technology, they'll be able to enjoy what used to only be available from a cable in a cable-free environment. And I think that's going to be really exciting. So that's an example where the standards are just now coming available. Okay. The third challenge is really around how can we deliver this amount of radio capability in the same kind of footprint we deliver today. You know, left to our own devices, we could have, you know, six mini PCI cards being placed into the platform. They're just not going to fit. There's just no way to do that. So we need to come up with new ways to build radios. And that's what our digital enhanced radio work is about, where we expect we can get a radio to be about 75% the size today, or get a 25% size reduction just by going to a digital approach. Combine that with reconfigurable antennas, which I think will be another real important development for a multi-radio platform, and it's a real exciting future. So that's what we mean in terms of like the hurdles that are out there and then how we're going to overcome them.
And what kind of changes do you see, say, in the next 5 years? Where do you sort of see things kind of going? I guess this is what your job is all about,
Absolutely. Is
visioning, yeah. You know, what the future is going to look like or certainly feel like,
right.
Or how much the future is going to weigh.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Or how can we make it not get in our way of getting our work done?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an exciting 5 years. I guess I'd summarize it by saying it's a great time to be a geek. I'll just say a few more words. You know, what do I mean by that? It's like, well, geez, once ultra wideband's out there, I think that the usage models are going to surprise, you know, even you and I, you know, people that are involved with this technology every day. But let me just paint one quick picture, mm-hmm. Give you an example of what I think this will mean in terms of really transforming people's lives with technology. You can imagine using a mobile platform today. Maybe it's a carry with you device, ultra mobile PC, and maybe you're displaying a video, like a latest episode of, you know, of your favorite program on television. And you come into your home and you have a Vive system there. And what if automatically that show could just show up on the screen? Or maybe it's a movie of your kid and you want to show your family, and just automatically happens without having to do anything. But we give you that simplicity and make it secure. You could think of a road warrior. You know, they come into their desk and, you know, have a dockless experience. You know, and I believe this will happen in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years. And you'll be able to sit your carry small device down and put it next to a display, next to a keyboard, next to a printer, next to storage, and just everything just magically works, just the way you want it to work. So that's why I say it's a great time to be a geek, and I can't wait to get my hands on this stuff.
Great. This is fascinating work, I think, that you all are doing here. And again, we're here in this particular area. Maybe you can tell me, what is the name of this particular room?
Here we're looking at some of our enterprise computing solutions. And in particular, over in the far corner is some work out of one of our strategic research programs. It's called Distributed Detection and Inference. So that's a mouthful. But basically what we're really trying to do is take care of viruses and worms in the network. Big problem for enterprise IT. Big problem for users in enterprises. And basically, the idea in a nutshell is to be able to put a new processor in every platform that Intel makes. We call it our manageability engine. It's part of our active management technology. And that's technology that's available today. We're building on that research direction. We did some of the fundamental research that led to manageability engine getting invented, and did some of the early intellectual property creation, some of the early publications, some of the early prototyping. Now our product teams have done a fabulous job of bringing that technology to market. We're continuing to team up with our digital enterprise group, where we have a really close collaboration between the labs and the product group. And we want to take the next step. We want to start catching more slow-spreading worms, stealth worms, we call these things. They're really nasty, and they can get into an enterprise, and just they're moving so slowly that nobody can really detect them. But we've come up with some more advanced detection mechanisms. One of them is the ability to actually have our platforms gossip with each other.
Yeah, that was what I was listening to Justin talk about there. That seems a fascinating concept, where they're actually the different nodes within the system will actually be comparing notes, essentially.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can basically eliminate false positives by being able to compare, well, are you seeing this type of data? The last thing we want to do is sound a big alarm when somebody's just running a new application for the first time. But on the other hand, we've got to look for anomalies and, you know, search through this to find that nasty virus in, you know, the haystack of the network, as it were, and be able to detect it and find out its unusual behaviors and its detectable patterns. And once we get a hold of them, then be able to take action. And that requires a lot of interaction with ecosystem partners, where, you know, IT may want to provide rules. We call these heuristics. But basically, you can think about it as a rule, a behavior that a platform could undertake. Maybe we say, well, if you see network addresses of this range, that would be really weird for this platform because it's a SQL server and we wouldn't usually see this kind of traffic over here. So why don't you send an alert if you see that? And maybe that alert goes to some other software that is protecting our network. Or maybe that alert goes to an IT console. But that's the idea in a nutshell, is to be able to really take this next level of enterprise, we call it embedded IT, where we provide the policies, the mechanisms for IT to be able to do their job better and have them be able to scale the protection of their enterprise by having the platforms cooperate.
Well, a lot of, like I say, fascinating work happening here. Looks like you have your work cut out for you. But, yeah, great time to be a geek, as you say. And, no, it's really very exciting work, I think, especially given that I think the amount of effort that seems to be going into conscious design inside, and not only inside the machine, but outside of the box as well on the social level, too. So,
indeed.
Yeah. I've been speaking today with Alan Crouch, who's the Director and General Manager of the Communications Technology Lab for Intel out of Oregon, and it's great to have you on the podcast, and good luck with the future.
Thank you very much, Michael. Looking forward to it.